I don't mind going to Bible club and church and everything, but they sure take a lot of my time every week.
If we belong to Jesus, we should live full time in a way that's pleasing to Him. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Such good verses. Listen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our story, Ownership, Part 2. Are you ready for Bible club this afternoon? Asked Eric's mother one morning. Or should you learn your memory verse before you go out to play? Eric looked at the ball and mitt in his hand, then at his mother. I don't mind going to Bible club and church and everything, but they sure take a lot of time every week, he grumbled. Now I have to learn a verse, and tomorrow I have junior choir practice. Why can't we just go to church and be done with it? I hardly have time to play. Eric, you had plenty of time to learn that verse last night, said Mom, but you chose to play a game on the computer. It's not like you never get to play. With a sigh, Eric headed toward his room. A few moments later, Mom heard angry voices. Give that to me, Karen, demanded Eric. It's mine. Mom couldn't hear Karen's reply, but she heard sounds of a scuffle. She hurried to see what was causing the problem. Karen's got my pen, explained Eric. His little sister looked guilty as she stared at him defiantly, hands behind her back. Give me the pen, ordered Mom, and Karen reluctantly handed it over. Mom looked at Eric's name stamped on it. Well, Eric, she said, suppose I break this in half and give you each a piece. Would that be all right with you? Yeah, said Karen eagerly. Do that, Mommy. No way, Eric said quickly. It won't even break in half. But if it did, that would ruin it. That's true, Mom agreed. The pen is Eric's, Karen, the whole thing. As she handed him the pen, she noticed his Bible on the floor. The pen belongs to you, Eric, and you belong to God. Not just half of you, half of your talents, money, and time, but all of you. It wouldn't be right to give God only half. That's why just going to church and Bible club really isn't all we should do. I believe God wants us to get involved in activities that please Him. Slowly, Eric nodded his head. Like church activities, right? He asked. And like learning my verse? Okay, he picked up his Bible. Then Eric looked at the pen and at Karen. And like being nice to my sister at home, he added with a grin. Here, Karen. You can use my pen for a little while. Well, how about you? Have you ever heard of a half-Christian? Probably not. But if there is such a thing, that term might be used to describe someone who wants to give God only a part of him or herself. Such a person probably goes to church and attends Sunday school or a Bible study, but wants his own way the rest of the week and will serve the Lord only when it's convenient. Does that describe you? God wants you to love and serve Him with your whole heart. Ask Him to help you do that every day. Deuteronomy 10:12, serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And our key thought, serve God all the time. Thanks for joining me for Keys for Kids. We're a listener-supported ministry and our mailing address, Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And we're on the web at keysforkids.org.